This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Dean. Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Under the cabinet reshuffle, ministers were appointed for 11 ministries, while 24 deputy ministers were removed from their post, according to the military statement. A union chief justice and judges of the Supreme Court of the Union, chief justices and judges of regional or state high courts are allowed to remain in office. The move came after the president's office declared a state of emergency for 1 year, and the legislative, executive, and judicial powers were handed over to the Commander-in-Chief of Defense Services earlier Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. As part of its ongoing two-week mission to trace the origins of COVID-19, a team of investigators led by the World Health Organization arrived at an animal health facility in China's central city of Wuhan and searched for clues. The independent team has already visited key hospitals, the Regional Disease Control Center, and the city's Hunan Seafood Market, where the first cluster of infections was believed to have originated late in 2019. U.S. President Joe Biden told Republican senators during a two-hour meeting Monday night that he is willing to settle on an insufficient coronavirus the package after they pitched their slimmed-down $618 billion proposal. That's a fraction of the $1.9 trillion he is seeking. This is VOA.